Dr. Dawkins, thank you for your comments. The thing I've appreciated most about your comments is your consistency and the things that I've seen you written. One of the areas that I wanted to ask you about and the places where I've seen where I think there's an inconsistency, and I'd hope you'd clarify that, is that in what I've read, you seem to take a position of a strong determinist who says that what we see around us is the product of physical laws playing themselves out. But on the other hand, it would seem that you'd do things like taking credit for writing this book and things like that. But it would seem, and this isn't to be funny, but it would seem that the consistent position would be that necessarily the authoring of this book from the initial condition of the Big Bang, it was set that this would be the product of what we see today. I would take it that that would be the consistent position, but I wanted to know what you thought about that.
The question of the philosophical question of determinism is a very difficult question. It's not one I discuss in this book, indeed any other book that I've ever talked about. Now, an extreme determinist, as the questioner says, might say that everything that we do, everything that we think, everything that we write has been determined from the beginning of time, in which case the very idea of taking credit for anything doesn't seem to make any sense. Now, I don't actually know what I think about that. I haven't taken up a position about that. It's not part of my remit to talk about the philosophical issue of determinism. What I do know is that what it feels like to me, and I think to all of us, we don't feel determined. We feel like blaming people for what they do or giving people the credit for what they do. We feel like admiring people for what they do. None of us ever actually, as a matter of fact, says, oh, well, he couldn't help doing it. He was determined by his molecules. maybe we should. I mean, I sometimes, you probably remember, many of you will have seen Fawlty Towers, and the episode where Basil, where his car won't start, and he gives it fair warning, counts up to three, and then gets out of the car and picks up a tree branch and thrashes it with an inch of his life. Maybe that's what we all ought to. I mean, maybe the way we laugh at Basil Fawlty, we ought to laugh in the same way at people who blame humans. I mean, when we punish people for doing the most horrible murders, maybe the attitude we should take is, oh well, they were just determined by their molecules. It's stupid to punish them. What we should do is say this unit has a faulty motherboard, and which needs to be replaced. I can't bring myself to do that. I mean, I actually do respond in an emotional way, and I blame people. I give people credit, or I might be more charitable and say this individual who's committed murders or child abuse, whatever it is, was probably abused in his own childhood. And so again, I mean, I might take a.
But do you see that as? Do you personally see that as an inconsistency in your views?
I sort of do. Yes. Okay. But it's an inconsistency that we sort of have to live with, otherwise life would be intolerable. But it's nothing to do with my views on religion. It's an entirely separate issue.
Thank you.
Thank you.